WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one stoic principle at a time. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like you've hit a ceiling, and no matter how hard you try, things just aren't moving forward? You're not alone. Trust me, I've been there myself. But what if I told you there's a powerful tool that can help break free from those limitations? It's called a growth mindset, and it's like the secret sauce to unlocking your full potential. Now, a growth mindset isn't about being some superhuman or constantly striving for perfection. It's all about embracing challenges, seeing failures as learning opportunities, and understanding that your abilities aren't fixed, they can be developed through dedication and effort. Think of it like this. Imagine your brain is a muscle. If you want to get stronger, you gotta keep working it out, right? Same goes for your mind. So, how do we cultivate this awesome growth mindset? Let me break down 5 key takeaways that'll have you crushing it in no time. First up, reframe your perspective. Ever catch yourself saying things like, "I'm just not good at math," or "I'll never be able to learn a new language"? Those statements are like mental roadblocks. Instead of accepting limitations, challenge those thoughts. Replace them with positive affirmations like, "I'm willing to put in the effort to improve my math skills," or "learning a new language is exciting and I'm up for the challenge." See the difference? One breeds negativity, the other sparks motivation. Second, celebrate your small wins. We all crave that big, glorious victory, but don't underestimate the power of celebrating those little milestones along the way. Did you finally understand that tricky concept in your book? Awesome. Nailed that presentation at work? High five. Every step forward, no matter how small, is a testament to your growth. Third, embrace feedback like a champ. Now, I know this one can be tough for some. Criticism can sting, but think of it as valuable guidance. When someone gives you constructive feedback, don't take it personally. Instead, see it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Ask clarifying questions, reflect on their points, and use that feedback to refine your skills. Fourth, surround yourself with supportive people. You know those friends who always encourage you, celebrate your successes, and challenge you to be your best? Hold on to them tight. They're your cheerleaders in the journey of growth. Avoid those negative Nellies who bring you down and drain your energy. Surround yourself with people who lift you up and believe in your potential. Finally, never stop learning. This is a lifelong journey, folks. The world is constantly evolving, so staying curious and open to new information is crucial. Read books, take courses, explore different hobbies, engage in stimulating conversations, keep those brain cells firing. Think about a time when you were faced with a challenge that seemed insurmountable. Maybe it was a difficult project at work, a personal goal you wanted to achieve, or even just learning something completely new. You know that feeling when your mind starts racing with doubts and you're tempted to give up before even trying? That's where a growth mindset comes in. It's about saying, "Bring it on," instead of shrinking away from the challenge. Remember that time I wanted to learn how to play the guitar? Let's just say my fingers weren't exactly coordinated at first, and I was tempted to throw in the towel. But then I remembered this whole growth mindset thing. So, I kept practicing, even when it felt frustrating. And you know what? Slowly but surely, I started making progress. My fingers got more nimble, I learned new chords, and eventually, I could actually play a decent song. It wasn't easy, but the sense of accomplishment was totally worth it. So, remember, a growth mindset isn't just about achieving some lofty goal. It's about embracing the journey, learning from every experience, and becoming the best version of yourself along the way. Let me leave you with this. Take one small step today to cultivate that growth mindset. Maybe challenge your negative thoughts, celebrate a tiny victory, or ask for feedback on something you're working on. Every little effort adds up. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, keep growing. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.